Dictation for Bassam Doha, BASSAMDOHA. Date of birth, 4/11/1964. Date of accident, 8/25/2024. Date of service, 2/12/2026. The patient has been initially been involved in automobile accident as a restaurant driver, where he was T-boned on a passenger side, leading to various symptoms. Initially, the patient started having severe pains in the area of the neck, lower back, left shoulder, and left knee. Now it is in both the knees and both shoulders, with difficulty in lifting the arm and motor weakness of the both arms and both legs. Patient has difficult time walking, standing, or sleeping. He's having extreme headaches, especially on the left temple to the tune of 7-8. Radiation of the pain from neck to the left arm with motor weakness and numbness, tingling of all the five fingers, and radiation of the lower back pain to the left leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion off and on is reported. Patient has, in addition, various amount of dizziness, vertigo, lack of focus, forgetfulness, and according to him, he's unable to do ADLs. He has done chiropractic treatment and massage acupunctures with a 50% relief in the area. The patient reports, so the pain is around 10, ADLs are affected 10. Please review the record for the ADLs for system review. Loss of memory, loss of balance. Additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination is blood pressure 166/122, pulse 79, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visits dated. December 11, 2025, dictation number 1214-007. Both the shoulders have a positive Hakin Kennedy test. Both the shoulders have a positive speed test, near test, as well as the anterior posterior apprehension test are positive. The tenderness is present in interior and posterior part. Patient already has a test for arthrogram for both the shoulders and has an impending appointment with Dr. Gary Gilliard, the orthopedic guy, at February 27th. Where is he going to be going? Patient requests immediate relief of pain, but not with steroid. A Z-E-E-L injection was used bilaterally through both intra-articular shoulder, bilateral supraspinatus tendon, and bilateral infraspinatus tendon, and bilateral knee injection intra-articular was also done. Each side got 5 cc of zeal mixed with Marcan 0.5%. The procedure will be described later. The patient is also requesting an injection to the lower back and SI joint area, which are quite painful. Last one was done on 12/19/2025. So far, the patient is stable. He's unable to work anywhere and has a hard time walking and moving around. He's provided for the following medication, which is Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and pain relief and healing. Flexeril 10 milligram at night for sleep. Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Ultran 50 milligram PRN for pain. Wellbutrin XR for Wellbutrin XR is provided for depression and mood. Lyrica is provided for pain relief, 50 milligram twice a day. Lunesta is provided 1 milligram at night for sleep. Physical therapy continues at once a week now with traction massage, aquatherapy, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, massage is ordered at the request of patient. Housework replacement is ordered, transportation is ordered, and continuing work disability. patient has been advised to have an MRI of both knees, and his maps are looking decent. Dictation regarding the procedure is as follows. Patient is provided the following procedure upon receiving a consent from the patient. Intra-articular injection of both shoulders, intra-articular injection of both knees, and injection of the bilateral supraspinatus tendon, and injection of bilateral infraspinatus tendon. The procedure is done according to protocol based on the MRI findings that are discussed as follows. The patient has severe pain in both the knees. The MRI have been ordered, but they are not available right now. But the procedure is being done to relieve the pain empirically and bring some healing. I believe there is definitely a meniscus tear in both the knees. In the left shoulder, patient was found to have full thickness insertional supraspinous tendon tear and infraspinous tendinopathy of the highest degree. Along with there were changes in the AC joint, subscapularis tendinopathy, intra-articular tendinopathy with long head of biceps tendon, bursitis, and glenohumeral joint effusion. In the right shoulder, the patient was found to have full thickness tearing of the supraspinatus tendon, infraspinatus tendon, interstitial fraying of the superior fibers of the subscapularis, AC joint bursitis, and fraying of the labrum, edema and thickening of the inferior glenohumeral ligament, and subcoracoid bursitis. The patient is being provided with this injection, 5 cc's mixed with ZEEL and Marcan to bring help for the patient, relieve the symptoms. Patient tolerated the procedure very well. No excessive bleeding was reported, and patient walked away safely in stable vital signs. Thank you.